32. Roland heard it faintly, even through the twin doors. Oi, no! And his heart sank. He waited for the valve wheel to turn, but it did not. He closed his eyes and sent with all his might. The door, Jake! Open the door! He sensed no response, and the pictures were gone. His communication line with Jake, flimsy to begin with, had now been severed. 33. The TikTok man blundered backward, cursing and screaming and grabbing at the writhing, biting, digging thing on his face. He felt Oi's claws punch into his left eye, popping it, and a horrible red pain sank into his head like a flaming torch thrown down a deep well. At that point, rage overwhelmed pain. He seized Oi, tore him off his face, and held him over his head, meaning to twist him like a rag. No! Jake wailed. He forgot about the button which unlocked the doors and seized the gun hanging from the back of the chair. Tilly shrieked. The others scattered. Jake leveled the old German machine gun at the TikTok man. Oi, upside down in those huge, strong hands and bent almost to the snapping point, writhed madly and slashed his teeth into the air. He shrieked in agony, a horribly human sound. Leave him alone, you bastard! Jake screamed and pressed the trigger. He had enough presence of mind left to aim low. The roar of the Schmeisser 40 was ear-splitting in the enclosed space, although it fired only 5 or 6 rounds. One of the lighted tubes popped in a burst of cold orange fire. A hole appeared an inch above the left knee of the TikTok man's tight-fitting trousers, and a dark red stain began to spread at once. TikTok's mouth opened in a shocked O of surprise, an expression which said more clearly than words could have done that for all his intelligence, TikTok had expected to live a long, happy life where he shot people but was never shot himself. Shot at, perhaps, but actually hit? That surprised expression said that just wasn't supposed to be in the cards. Welcome to the real world, you fuck, Jake thought. TikTok dropped Oi to the iron grillwork floor to grab at his wounded leg. Copperhead lunged at Jake, got an arm around his throat, and then Oi was on him, barking shrilly and chewing at Copperhead's ankle through the black silk pants. Copperhead screamed and danced away, shaking Oi back and forth at the end of his leg. Oi clung like a limpet. Jake turned to see the TikTok man crawling toward him. He had retrieved his knife, and the blade was now clamped between his teeth. Goodbye, Tiki, Jake said, and pressed the Schmeisser's trigger again. Nothing happened. Jake didn't know if it was empty or jammed, and this was hardly the time to speculate. He took 2 steps backward before finding further retreat blocked by the big chair which had served the TikTok man as a throne. Before he could slip around, putting the chair between them, TikTok had grabbed his ankle. His other hand went to the hilt of his knife. The ruins of his left eye lay on his cheek like a glob of mint jelly. The right eye glared up at Jake with insane hatred. Jake tried to pull away from the clutching hand and went sprawling on the TikTok man's throne. His eye fell on a pocket which had been sewn into the right-hand armrest. Jutting from the elasticized top was the cracked pearl handle of a revolver.
Oh, Kali, how you'll suffer!
The TikTok man whispered ecstatically. The O of surprise had been replaced by a wide, trembling grin.
Ah, how you'll suffer, and how happy I'll be to... What?
The grin slackened, and the surprised O began to reappear as Jake pointed the cheesy, nickel-plated revolver at him and thumbed back the hammer. The grip on Jake's ankle tightened until it seemed to him that the bones there must snap.
You dasn't!
TikTok said in a screamy whisper.
Yes, I do,
Jake said grimly and pulled the trigger of the TikTok man's runout gun. There was a flat crack, much less dramatic than the Schmeisser's Teutonic roar. A small black hole appeared high up on the right side of TikTok's forehead. The TikTok man went on staring up at Jake, disbelief in his remaining eye. Jake tried to make himself shoot him again and couldn't do it. Suddenly, a flap of the TikTok man's scalp peeled away like old wallpaper and dropped on his right cheek. Roland would have known what this meant. Jake, however, was now almost beyond coherent thought. A dark, panicky horror was spinning across his mind like a tornado funnel. He cringed back in the big chair as the hand on his ankle fell away and the TikTok man collapsed forward on his face. The door! He had to open the door and let the gunslinger in. Focusing on that and nothing but, Jake let the pearl-handled revolver clatter to the iron grating and pushed himself out of the chair. He was reaching again for the button he thought he had seen TikTok push when a pair of hands settled around his throat and dragged him backward away from the podium.
"I said I'd kill you for it, my nasty little pal," a voice whispered in his ear, "and the Gasher Man always keeps his promises."
Jake flailed behind him with both hands and found nothing but thin air. Gasher's fingers sank into his throat, choking relentlessly. The world started to turn gray in front of his eyes. Gray quickly deepened to purple, and purple to black.